This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we ought to start reminding ourselves that when it comes to writing checks, starting out on Monday, we're going to have to be writing checks with a different date. It is the end of the glorious year 2023. Was it a glorious year? What about some of the problems that emerged this year? Problems involving a senator who I think a lot of people, particularly conservative people, have been pleasantly surprised at in terms of his performance. We'll also be talking about anti-Semitism on campus, a problem that was highlighted in a grotesque way in House hearings about anti-Semitism with the presidents of Penn and Harvard and MIT. And we'll be talking about holiday movies. It's not too late. It's still holiday season. What's the greatest movie for the holidays, for Christmas? But also, Paul Kengor says, the greatest movie of all time. Always a pleasure to speak to Paul Kengor, who is an author, best-selling author. His most recent book is called The Worst of Indignities, The Catholic Church on Slavery. He's also a professor of political science at Grove City College and executive director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, which is a Grove City think tank and policy center. Paul, great to speak to you. Happy New Year. Can we deal, because you've written so much about slavery and its evils and about the struggle to end slavery as a human institution and not just an American institution, can we go back and listen together to some of Nikki Haley's problem, which could be the less than a minute that has had a real impact on her presidential campaign? She was campaigning in Berlin, New Hampshire, and the question and her response sounded like this.
What was the cause of the United Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was? I'm sorry?
I'm not really present. I want to listen to your thing on the cause of the Civil War.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people. It was never meant to be all things to all people. Government doesn't need to tell you how to live your life. They don't need to tell you what you can and can't do. They don't need to be a part of your life. They need to make sure that you have freedom. We need to have capitalism. We need to have economic freedom. We need to make sure that we do all things so that individuals have the liberties so that they can have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do or be anything they want to be without government getting in the way.
2023, it's astonishing to me that you answered that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
You answered my question. Thanks.
Next question.
Today she's still trying to explain away what she said and the way she responded. And this is a more up-to-date glimpse of Nikki Haley's take on this whole controversy. Clip 9.
I guess if you grow up in the South, it's a given that it's about slavery. To me, it was about freedom. What do you do? It's bigger than slavery. That was such a stain on our history. But what do you take from it going forward? Yes, of course, slavery can never happen again. But going forward, doesn't that mean we should focus on the freedoms of people to live their life, not to have government, not to have any other person tell them what they can and can't do? That's been trampled on the past few years. That's the part we've got to make sure we never take anything away from. So, look, I mean, you guys can make it about something else, but if you look at my record in South Carolina, we dealt with this a whole lot. And what I'll tell you is, yes, you can acknowledge a point in history. What do you do with that point in history? You got to make sure the lessons constantly go forward so that we never see it again.
Paul Kanger, your response.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I think now if this was me, right? And it's so easy to do this, right? Armchair quarterback in retrospect. But I think my first response, Michael, would have been, why are you even asking me this, right? I mean, I'm running for president. I'm not a historian. You know, do you really need me to answer this? You know, is this a gotcha question to see what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it? But I listened very carefully to her initial answer, right? And she said to her it was about the freedoms that people could and couldn't do, right? Now, I would imagine that would mean, you know, that people couldn't own slaves, right? So you didn't have the freedom to own slaves. I think it's easy for her to go back and answer that and say that. And also, she seems a little frustrated there, just kind of fed up, like, you know, why are you, you know?
She believes that the person who asked her the question, who I'm surprised we haven't found out all about him, but she said he was a Democratic plant. He was someone who was there to make her look bad. Well, but what is the risk? I mean, I think the obvious thing, if somebody asks you, Professor Kanger, what caused a civil war, I think you'd probably answer without much hesitation. It was a debate about the survival and the extension of slavery. And the South wouldn't accept the fact that they were going to limit the spread of slavery.
Yeah, it's funny. I've had these arguments with a lot of people on the right, libertarians, other people over the years, and I will immediately say, well, it's about slavery. And they'll go, oh, what? Slavery? No. It's about states' rights, right? Versus the federal government. And I'm like, well, okay, it is, but the issue that precipitated that was slavery, right? So, I mean, the whole thing hinges, and what Lincoln was all about and the Lincoln-Douglas debates and everything else. I mean, I'm talking to you from Pennsylvania, right? The home of Gettysburg. Of all places, but it was about slavery, and so I think that's the short answer. So I think, you know, she has to say that first, right? She should have said, well, it's about slavery, and then within that was this deeper issue of states' rights. But that's why it's such a hard question for a non-historian to answer, because you really have to have a kind of sophisticated understanding of this, because some people will say, okay, well, states' rights, 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment calls for a proper balance between the states and the federal government, federalism. So does that mean that that states should have the right to own slaves? And the answer is no, and then people say, well, why in this case can't they have that right? Well, because that's a right that goes against natural law, right? You know, that goes against the very essence of human freedom. So in that case, you intervene and you tell the states, yes, you have states' rights, but you don't have the right for a person to own another person.
Okay, but she got into real trouble because she never mentioned states' rights either. She talked about the role of government, and is government going to get involved in our
canned response?
And the canned response, which didn't respond to that particular question. Look, I hope we can move on from this, frankly, her opponents in this race, including very much Chris Christie and especially Ron DeSantis, have just been brutal on Governor Nikki Haley concerning that issue. Meanwhile, what about the issue of anti-Semitism on campus, the issue of what's happened to Senator John Fetterman, who's supposed to be an ultra-liberal? And then there's a new view of It's a Wonderful Life with Paul Kanger coming up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the background, the music for one of those films that is often nominated by people in conversation to be the greatest holiday movie of all time, Charlie Brown's Christmas. But then the famous line was from the other film that generally gets people's votes for being the greatest Christmas movie of all time. Paul Kangor believes that It's a Wonderful Life is actually not just the greatest Christmas movie, but the greatest movie, period. And he believes that because, as he admitted in a terrific piece for the American Spectator, where he is the editor-in-chief, the main reason that comes across is because you and a lot of other people, and yes, including me, no matter how many times you've seen that film, it makes you cry. Why is that a good thing, and why do you think that is?
And I hear this from guys all the time, right? And I like almost every guy that I talk to, and you know, these would be like really kind of macho guys, right? You know, beards, you know, weightlifting guys, and they're like, oh yeah, I tell you, every time I watch that, I just start crying like a little baby, right? And there's so many scenes in that movie that just give you that reaction. In fact, I was reading through the reader comments at the end of the article of the American Spectator, and primarily men just started chiming in with, oh yeah, the scene when George Bailey and Donna Reed are on the phone together, and you know, that just chokes me up. And I'm like, wow, really? That's the kind of thing that would make my wife cry normally. But it's just such a touching story with a great message. And, you know, it's a Frank Capra movie, too. And I think Frank Capra, I think he might have been the greatest American filmmaker. At least, really, I put him in the top five of all time. And, I mean, he did, you're the film expert, Michael, right? But It Happened One Night, which I saw again on Turner Classic Movies just a few days ago, they were playing it. You know, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Meet John Doe. And that final scene in Meet John Doe, which I understand Capra said they reshot endings to that five different times. But where you have Barbara Stanwyck, by the way, great Republican, great conservative, great anti-communist.
You mean Frank Capra? Absolutely. And
Capra too, yeah. In fact, Capra, Cooper, Jimmy Stewart, Barbara Stanwyck. I don't know if he was Walter Brennan. They were all kind of they were all politically conservative. Capra was a Republican, strong anti-communist. But you could really see in his movies the American values of the day that made the country so great. And as I go through in this piece for the American Spectator, liberals in the day made fun of it, of It's a Wonderful Life. They made fun of Clarence the Guardian Angel. I quote the review in the New York Times, the New Yorker, the New Republic, and they're just such effete snobs, not just today, but back then. But there are so many scenes in that movie that just choke you up, and the overall message there in the very end that no man is a failure who has friends. And then the little girl, right? Daddy, teacher says that every time the bell rings, an angel gets its wings. And he's like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Way to go, Clarence. And they're all singing Auld Lang Syne. It is just, no matter which movie I think of when people ask me, what's your favorite movie of all time? That, I think that's just, it's the best. It's such a touching movie and it's so well done.
I agree with you completely, except that generally when people ask me my favorite movie, I'll say another Frank Capra film, which is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which has the political spin on it and glorifies not only goodness and truth and decency and friendship, but it glorifies America and our system of government, which has been battered a bit recently.
And Capra said that I did not know this until I read his autobiography, but he screened it in Washington for a group of senators, and they hated it. They hated it because they thought it made all of them look like the Claude Rains character, right, as selfish.
Right, and Senator Payne in the movie.
Yes, Senator Payne, exactly. And the press, the Washington Press Corps, really hated it. And Capper said he was sitting in a restaurant in D.C. with his wife, and this drunk press reporter comes up with a drink in his hand and starts bawling out Capra, threatening to punch him in the nose for portraying all the press guys as a bunch of drunks. And Capra's like, "You're holding a drink in your hand, and you're bawling me out right now. You're making my point." But yeah, it was. But all of that aside, the image of the older black man with his young grandson probably standing in front of Lincoln at the Lincoln Memorial. There's so many scenes in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington that get you choked up.
Oh, no.
Capra was an immigrant. He understood it. I think he got it. Yeah.
Okay. In terms of what's going on in the United States right now, you have also written about, and we're doing a whole conference, I think, at Grove City College coming up on some of the problems of anti-Semitism on campus. How do you think President Gay of Harvard is doing right now?
Yeah. I mean, she, after what she had said, along with the other Ivy League professors, and of course the professor from Penn, University of Pennsylvania, she lost her job over that. And Claudine Gay, now you get kind of a double scandal with the blatant plagiarism.
Examples of it. It's not just one. Yeah. So basically, what is going on? Wouldn't you think that an American university campus would be the last place that you would have this ancient bigotry practiced?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And by the way, in Claudine Gay's case, I think everybody knows that. You know, I hate to do the identity politics stuff. But if the president of Harvard was like a white male conservative Republican, right, and he had this kind of proven plagiarism, he would have been bounced out so quickly, and the faculty would have been chasing him off campus with torches and pitchforks, right? So, I mean, there's a definite double standard there. And it bothers me, too, that it would take something like plagiarism to upset people. Although then again, they're all defending her at Harvard. She's not going to get removed.
Last question, very quick question. You have a senator named John Fetterman who has surprised a lot of people in a positive way. Do you acknowledge at least a little bit of surprise, yes or no, at Fetterman's mainstreamness?
Well, not totally, because he's a Western PA Pittsburgh guy, and like his defense of the steel industry, right? The Japanese, they are purchasing U.S. steel. That stuff doesn't surprise me. Even immigration. Yeah.
That's Paul Kangor. Information about his work posted at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Local reports indicate the attacks are forcing Palestinians who had previously evacuated from other areas to move again. An agreement has been made to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by acquiring 3 million barrels of oil. But Texas energy industry analyst Jay Young says it's merely a small contribution.
There'll be any time soon that we're going to fill the strategic reserves, which we can cross our fingers and do all we can just to hope that we don't need that oil in the future.
The Biden administration utilized the reserves last year to manage oil prices in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And 8 people are being treated or recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California. Happened Thursday as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Michael Medved Show, as part of our observance of the New Year's holiday and the whole holiday season we've been going through, we are offering a special discount, 20% off Substack subscriptions. That's whether it's an annual subscription or a monthly subscription. If it's a monthly subscription, it's just $4 per month. You can subscribe today at michaelmedved.substack.com. And there's a really important piece that we're just posting on our Substack right now, which I hope everybody takes a look at. It's about one of those things that's good news about America. And it's the kind of good news that we ought to acknowledge and celebrate. And what is the good news? The good news is that the highest percentage ever of American households are invested in the stock market. And we now have 58% of all households, a big majority. And the big growth in terms of people going into the stock market, it's included everybody, every economic group, every racial group. And there are all kinds of reasons why that is good news for America. I have a piece about that up at Substack right now, and you should take stock of that piece, and again take stock of the special discount on Substack subscriptions down to what comes to $4 per month. Check it out at michaelmedved.substack.com. Okay, one of the questions on the table today. And it's fascinating, in The Intelligencer, Ed Kilgore did a piece where he writes, in an era of politics as turbulent as ours, And for a non-major election year, it's difficult to denote any big political winners for 2023. Who's been a big political winner for this year? Joe Biden? Probably not. I mean, look at his approval rating. Donald J. Trump? Well, probably not, given the number of indictments that have been racked up in 2023. And his approval rating, which isn't good either. It is, however, possible to identify some big losers. The following, Ed Kilgore writes, is a far from exhaustive and entirely subjective ranking of politicians who had a really bad year, often after high expectations. And he lists them in reverse order of loserdom. The all-time winner we'll get to at the very end of this segment. But he lists Glenn Youngkin as a big political loser, the establishment darling who's running out of time. Youngkin ends 2023 as he began it, as the Republican governor of a Democratic state, Virginia. But as chief executive of the only state that bars consecutive gubernatorial terms, the power is already ebbing out of him as he ends his second year in office. And his street cred was further damaged when his bid for a state legislative trifecta in November instead turned into a loss of a legislative chamber to Democrats. In other words, partially by offering a moderate compromise solution to abortion, Glenn Youngkin, Governor Youngkin, was campaigning to have the Republicans take over both houses of the state legislature in Virginia. That didn't happen. He lost big time because he lost not only the house he was planning to take over, but the house that they had controlled before. The Democrats now run the Virginia legislature. This was more than a local setback. Moreover, Youngkin had become the darling of the national Republican establishment donor class, imagined by some as a last-minute Hail Mary presidential candidate in 2024 who could save the GOP. The national significance of Youngkin's legislative loss was magnified by his claim that he had found a magic message on abortion. Also, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, the incumbent who's becoming a turkey. The mayor's job approval rating, mayor of New York City, our biggest city, and, of course, this is Eric Adams, a Democrat, moderate Democrat, but a Democrat. A new Quinnipiac survey. his approval rating is 28%. That makes Joe Biden look like Mr. Popularity by contrast. And by the way, they are talking seriously about Andrew Cuomo. Remember him? Not Chris Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, the disgraced, resigned, loose hands former governor. And he is a potential primary problem on the Democratic ballot if he chooses to run, and a real challenger to Governor Eric Adams. What a nasty fight that would be. George Santos, the liar who got expelled, he's one of the big losers. And then Bob Menendez, Ed Kilgore says, the Senate's indictment king. The senior senator from New Jersey really should have found a reason to conclude his half-century career as an elected official at the end of last year, when he could have gone into the history books as a veteran of two decades in Congress who was just criminally indicted for corruption once, escaping the Hoosgow in 2017 after a mistrial. After all, nobody's perfect. But now he has two fresh indictments in 2023. And they are already gathered around, including the wife of the current governor, to try to take his Senate seat. They also mention Ron DeSantis, from Trump Slayer to also ran. And this is because he began the year, this year, 2023, people really did think he would be the Republican nominee for president, because he had done so well in Florida. He won in a bad year for Republicans. He did brilliantly. But just there are all kinds of problems with his super PAC, and things have fallen very far short for Ron DeSantis. But the winner for the biggest political loser of 2023? Ed Kilgore at least says that would be Kevin McCarthy. From speaker to speechless. Despite a lot of competition, there's little doubt the biggest political loser of 2023 was former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. At this point in 2022, the reason Santos doesn't get to be the biggest loser is because he didn't start off as anything. He was basically unknown. But Kevin McCarthy had reached his dream. He had become Speaker of the House, finally, and won after 15 ballots. And then things got worse and worse and worse. And even at a time when people thought, oh, we're going to turn back to Kevin McCarthy, they didn't. At this point in 2022, the end of 2022, McCarthy was the GOP speaker designee for the 118th Congress, having flipped the chamber narrowly in November. He began 2023 with a historic struggle to claim the gavel he thought he had earned months before, taking 15 ballots and humiliating concessions to the obstructionists of the House Freedom Caucus. After vainly waiting around like Napoleon on Elba, expecting a call to return to power, McCarthy suffered the additional pain of watching backbench right-winger Mike Johnson eventually become his successor. Worse yet, House Republicans let Johnson do exactly what McCarthy did, cutting a deal to keep the government open with Democratic votes, and kept his gavel, at least for now, making it clearer than ever to the Californian that his rejection was personal as well as ideological. And then he gives a dishonorable mention for political losers to Gavin Newsom and Tim Scott. And for both of them, not because they had any big disasters, but because people had expected so much more from those two guys. Expecting so much more, how does that come out in terms of the worst predictions about 2023? We will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Thank God Talk Radio's there.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, there is something going on that's surprising in the state of California. When you look at California, obviously what you think of is pretty much everywhere. Complete dominance by the progressive left. But here's a story that is just stunning and good for the various sources that are actually reporting this as a national story, because it should be. And it's about Huntington Beach, California, which is in Orange County. And Huntington Beach is known for its beautiful beaches and surfing culture. In other words, they even have a sign when you come in that says, "Welcome to Huntington Beach," and it's built around a surfboard. But Huntington Beach has just made a groundbreaking decision to cancel all separate month-long celebrations for various identity groups in favor of celebration of the common history of the city. The decision was made by the city's leadership, led by a majority vote from the city council, in an effort to unify the community and focus on its shared history, rather than the sufferings of specified marginalized, in quotes, groups. This move was not made lightly and has generated both praise and criticism from residents in Huntington Beach. Previously, the city had observed celebrations such as Women's History Month, Black History Month, and Pride Month. However, these events will now be replaced with a new history program that will focus on monthly themes such as the founding of the city, the discovery of oil, and celebrating local libraries. Okay. Council members have expressed that this decision is not meant to diminish the importance of these identity-focused celebrations, but rather to focus on the city's heritage. And by the way, this will have no impact on the state of California, which outdoes itself in giving attention to Black History Month. California, of course, the state where they're looking at paying reparations based upon slavery, which was never practiced in the state of California, not when it was a Mexican part of the world, and not since it's been part of the United States, since becoming a state in 1850. One of the conditions of California coming into the Union, and the state imposed that condition, was no, they didn't want slavery there. In any event, the council members have expressed that the decision is not meant to diminish the importance of these identity-focused celebrations, but rather to refocus on the city's heritage. Council member Mike Posse stated, "We're not looking to relegate anything to the back burner, but let's focus on celebrating who we are as a community." The decision has also sparked discussions about the role of identity celebrations in communities generally. Some residents feel that these events should be observed to honor the contributions and struggles of marginalized groups. However, others argue that the emphasis on identity can create and exacerbate divisions and prevent the community from coming together. Huntington Beach's move to cancel these celebrations is also seen as a bold stance against the state of California. Yeah. Known for its progressive policies, one major point of contention has been the closure of beaches during the pandemic, which angered many residents and led to protests against the state government. That means you, Gavin Newsom. The city has also been critical of mask and vaccine mandates, as well as the state's sanctuary laws regarding immigration and mandatory low-income housing. While some residents applaud the city's decision, others have expressed concern that the cancellation of these events creates a sense of exclusion for minority groups. Do you really believe that that's the case? That all of a sudden, as a minority group, you would feel excluded because the city doesn't have its own separate celebration of Pride Month, for instance? Wow. To address these concerns, the city council has also approved the creation of a committee to oversee the development of the new history program, this being the history emphasizing the local history, how the city came to be. How it came to be what it is. This committee will include 7 to 9 members who will work closely with the Historic Resources Board to ensure that all perspectives are represented. Okay, it seems to me a worthwhile and somewhat audacious effort on the part of the city of Huntington Beach, California, and we will see how it goes. Meanwhile, there is a great deal more when you talk about excluded groups about the reactions to Nikki Haley. And part of this is because we are so close now to the Iowa caucuses. And there's a question as to whether this will really register, because obviously it's a slow news time generally during the period between Christmas and New Year's. And I don't think that Nikki Haley would have gotten this kind of intensive attention if this had occurred any other time of year where there is more political news. I think the political news about the angry controversy that is surrounding the attempts to strike Donald Trump from the ballot in various states. That is something that's going to be with us for a while longer. But Chris Christie was at a campaign town hall in New Hampshire, and he had this to say about his rival for the Republican presidential nomination. He's running third in New Hampshire. She had been running second. So Chris Christie's trying to move up a notch. This is clip 3.
No matter what these difficult issues are, you've got to tell the truth. And I'll make it easy for you. If someone asked me what the cause of the Civil War was, it's easy. It's slavery. And by the way, you don't have to take my word for that. when South Carolina passed its resolution to secede from the Union, the first reason they gave was the other states' resistance to allowing slavery to spread to the Western territories. So even if you're from the South, so you know these things, you should also know why your own home state seceded from the Union.
And the fact is, Nikki Haley does know that, but she is concerned about winning, or at least doing well, in the primary in South Carolina. And there are still a lot of people in South Carolina who don't support taking down Confederate memorials and talk about it as part of heritage, which is why, coming right out and saying the obvious fact, the obvious truth, we have posted at our website and at our Substack location the text of the Cornerstone speech, which was given in June of 1861, in which basically the vice president of the Confederacy, Alexander H. Stephens, says, without question, the cornerstone of this entire Confederacy, this new nation, was based on racism and slavery. And yes, of course, they go together. He basically says that slavery is a profound good, that it's good for the slave, it's good for the master, because it recognizes this hierarchy based upon race. Now, you can't read that today without cringing and wincing, but it doesn't help for a candidate to sort of turn her back on some of those realities. We will be speaking coming up about some of the ways in which what she was talking about, which is less emphasis on the power of government, more emphasis on the private citizen and private initiatives. How does that apply to environmental policy and innovation? And where are the areas where environmental innovation accelerated for private enterprises and concerns, where the government lagged behind? We'll be talking about that with Todd Myers from the Washington Policy Council. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.